The night before I was scheduled to see a screening of Inception, I had the strangest dream. I dreamt I was in more than one place at a time, and time itself moved at dissimilar speeds according to whichever of the three levels of my multitasking dreams were going forward. Some of the players in my dreams included Ellen Page in the role of Juno, as she appeared in the movie of the same name. Another character in my lair of reveries was Michael Cera, who was also in Juno. Mr. Cera was playing against type since he was masquerading as Leonardo DiCaprio with the same mannerisms Mr. DiCaprio uses when he does his overwrought characters. Marion Cotard, the lovely and talented French actor, for some bizarre reason, was Leonardo's wife in this crazy dream of mine. And probably the nuttiest thing of all was that Alfie, that Lothario from that same title movie, had a couple of passing moments in my dream. Alfie appeared quite elderly, however, and seemed to be less of a jerk than he was back in 1966, but still a real talent. A young man looking suspiciously like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, sporting a haircut much different than the one he had in 500 Days of Summer, manifested as sort of an adroit sidekick of the Cera DiCaprio character. At the inception of my dream, there was no exposition, just an abrupt lurching into all kinds of chaos and action around me. I couldn't immediately grasp what the hell was going on, but heck, I've had stranger dreams than that. Furthermore, all the people in my dream were very sketchy. I couldn't get much of a handle on anything about their characters. But they were all good in my sleepy time ruminations. They exuded great confidence, athletic prowess, and especially adept at handling automatic weapons and explosive devices. I thought, oh, my dream is something akin to a James Bond caper, but as I dreamt on, I realized no one in these near nightmares of mine worked for a big government, and there was no hanky-panky with hot foreign ladies. Actually, everyone was employed by large corporations with an ultimate intent of trying to dissolve a successful businessman's advantage by putting a new idea, an inception, you see, in the mind of his son. The elderly father was about to die of natural causes and kept secreted in a safe his last will and testament that would greatly affect what the son would do with his father's large company. The will, although it's hazy now, seemed to be what the corporate dream guys wanted to get their hands on. Well, not quite all of them were working to accomplish that. Some were trying to keep Michael Cera as Leonardo DiCaprio from putting that specific idea in the head of the son. Since it's hard to tell how long dreams actually last, I can't say how much time it took for me to dream all this. It could have been only a matter of moments, even though it seemed like it was really, really, really a long time. Something sort of funny came up as I dreamt on. The corporate dream guys referred to getting into the lowest stage or third tier of dreaming, since it happened so suddenly, as sort of a limbo rush. And whenever they'd say limbo rush, looking into a mirror, it came out as rush limbo. That may be the silliest part of the dream. I can't figure out why that term popped into my silly brain. And now that I'm awake here on the morning of the day I'll later see Inception, I'm all stoked as I hear tonight's movie was directed and written by Christopher Nolan, who also did The Black Knight. Earlier, Mr. Nolan did two really good films that have to do with time and sleeplessness. I hear this new one of Nolan's has really spectacular special effects, but the music by Hans Zimmer, doing some John Barry James Bond chords over and over, is too loud. Hopefully Inception will be as good as Memento and Insomnia. Golly, I hope what I dreamed last night isn't some kind of premonition, since someone in my dream woke me shouting, "Cool! More pseudo-smart cinema!" It makes me ponder, what are the chances this outre dreamscape reoccurs? You know, like a sequel. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.